Here we go.
You're listening to another Woodshop podcast, the okayest podcast of its type. Your hosts are Daniel Dunlap of Daniel Dunlap Woodworks and Peter Kapar of B-Trees Workshop. You can find them as well as the podcast on your favorite social media platforms.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 181 of Another Woodshop Podcast, the palindrome episode, because 181 backwards is 181, and if you play this podcast backwards, it sounds exactly the same. Try it out. See, it's gibberish both ways. And we're coming in hot with your weekly reminder that Christmas is less than 25 days away, so start winding down your time in a shop so that you can enjoy your family. Unless you're trying to avoid them, then keep on going. And speaking of things that are coming up, we're just 13 weeks away from WorkbenchCon, which also marks our weight loss challenge to get fit by WorkbenchCon, or as some of you may know it, the Another Woodshop Podcast WorkbenchCon Memorial Celebrity Rabies Awareness Fun Run Pro-Am Race for the Being Less Fat. And in case anyone is wondering, Dan and myself are coming in with a combined weight loss thus far of plus 5 pounds. So we're on a hot streak.
More than that because of me and Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving did not help. What is up, Dan? I almost fainted reading that whole thing.
That was good. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Sweating.
Before we get into all the things, how was your Thanksgiving? Was it good?
Our Thanksgiving was nice and quiet. It's just me, Emma, and Max. We smoked the turkey, had a fire pit, prepped a bunch of food the day before, and I'm so sick and tired of leftovers.
Nice.
Yeah. How about you, Dan? How was yours?
Same. As of today, for lunch, I still was eating turkey leftovers. But I will say, we're recording this on Thursday, which is a week from Thanksgiving. My family didn't celebrate Thanksgiving until Saturday. So according to my math, I still got 2 or 3 days.
It's an Orthodox calendar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm good to go. Well, speaking of giving thanks.
Yeah, we're thankful for
our patrons.
There we go.
Super thankful for our patrons. Each and every one of them. Even the new patron that we got while we were away.
We got a new one.
That is Justin from Fraser Canyon Woodworks. Or Fraser? Fraser? Justin, thank you. Appreciate you.
We'll get it eventually, bud.
And, we always like to give a big special shout out to all our VIP patrons. And those folks are as follows: Justin Fraser,
woo!
Jesse McIntyre, Gillette Woodworks, Victor Aragama, Nick Brim Woodworking, Matt Maynard of Patriotic Pines, Bill Burkle of WTB Woodworking, Malcolm over at Bossa Nova Woodworks, Justin at Calvary Customs, Patrick Gensel, Michael Flickinger, Max and Mindy Coons of Stubby K Studio, and the Jacob Miller from A Sweet Shop.
That is
thanks
a
to everybody
sexy
who helps
crowd
us out. We love each and every one of you. And rumor has it, we're going to be doing a patron call.
Yeah,
like a
of
patron
course.
Zoom
it is.
Hangout.
It is confirmed that we're going to be doing a patron only call, and it's going to be exactly between now and WorkbenchCon. Hopefully this year. Still, we've been kind of dragging
I think
our feet.
We talked about it for December.
I think next weekend, next Sunday or the Sunday after that, we're thinking. And it would be great to pull up a calendar, which is handy. I'm on a computer, Peter. Come on, get your poop together. Either the 9th.
Can you do calendars on the computer?
Oh, I can calendar so hard. The 9th or the 16th, because all the other Sundays are Christmas and New
Saturday?
Year's.
Because the 9th is a Saturday.
I meant to say the 10th or the 17th. The 7th, 10th.
There we go.
Because again, yeah. Christmas is after that, and then New Year's Eve is after that. So, or Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
English is your third language, and the calendar is like your fifth language.
Because it's Mayan. It's really hard for Polish people to learn that.
Are we working off of the Mayan calendar still?
That's what I was.
I thought it stopped in 2012.
I thought you just start going backwards from that. It's like when they went to
it's like
BC
a palindrome
to
calendar.
Zero, and then ACBC. What's the new one?
ACDC.
Anno Domino.
Highway to Hell.
Yeah, but, well, speaking of being thankful, we're thankful for our sponsor, who this week is WorkbenchCon, as mentioned in the intro. So WorkbenchCon is only 13 weeks away, which might seem like a big number, but we would...
Actually, that doesn't seem that big at all when you break it down into weeks.
Yeah, it's like 3 months.
Lord, that's creeping up really fast.
Scary laugh.
Where does the time go?
Where does the time go? Exactly. So we're hoping we're a little skinnier, and we're also hoping that we're going to have one extra person with us.
I do want to talk to you about that after this. I don't remember ever signing up for this.
Oh, no one signed up. No. This is a verbal agreement. Verbal contract.
I don't remember doing any sort of...
We were pretty drunk at Maker Camp.
Oh, is that one?
That's the one. All right. Dan, I think the whole goal was we didn't want to get winded walking up and down the escalators.
That is a real problem.
Yeah, I get real winded when I'm standing on an escalator. But we're very excited to go to WorkbenchCon. We're hoping that one extra person is going to join us because we are giving away a WorkbenchCon ticket. We're going to be deciding by the end of the year on probably the first episode of the new year, we will announce the winner. At some point during this episode, you will get a secret code phrase that then you will email to awpgiveaway@gmail.com, and Dan will add you to the list. And there are many other secret little ways to get extra bonus entries. So sometimes it's in a pre-show. You want to join us every Thursday at 9 p.m. And sometimes we might maybe drop a gem.
Eastern,
yes, the one true time, or the central time. Yep, the one true time minus one. And we also might drop a little secret code phrase in a story on the... Another Woodshop Podcast Instagram account. So maybe, go follow that.
You never know.
Go check it out. You never know. Also, if you want to see who the guest is coming up, you want to be on there too.
I have a quick question. Maybe you can help me out with.
Yeah.
What makes WorkbenchCon so great? Why would one go to WorkbenchCon?
Well, where do I start? No, but in reality, there's three amazing things about WorkbenchCon. One is you get to meet all the people.
All the people that when
we were going, they were like, oh my God, these celebrities, we've been watching them for years. They inspired us to do this. And some of them are literally the reason we do all this. And now we're friends with them because we met them at WorkbenchCon and had a great time with them. And
you're friends with them.
I'm friends with them. Dan's friend adjacent.
I don't think they like me.
Dan's blocked in their phone. So, but, you get to meet all of these wonderful makers and creators and some people that you've never met before and some people that may be following you. And you get to engage with them and learn so much about what they're doing because... At the end of the day, WorkbenchCon it's not a maker event. It's a content creator event that revolves around making. So all of these creators are creating something on top of their content. So whether it's woodworking or epoxy art or turning or whatever, they're there. So it's a great place to meet other people and pick their brains. Speaking of picking their brains, there's wonderful classes. There's already a full schedule of classes. There's more that are coming out. Every single week they're adding new info. Make sure to follow their Instagram account too, because they're dropping little gems in their reels every week too. Tiff does an amazing job of maintaining that. We're actually going to have her on at some point because she's a great content creator herself.
Absolutely.
We want to get her on. And the last thing is meeting the representatives, the faces of the brands. When we hit up brands, we're like, hey, we'd love to work together. How can we partner up? Or I love your product. The person that responds, they're at these events. And
they're a person.
Yeah. And this isn't a regular, you go to the woodworking shows or something. Like, they're there to sell a product. Like, no, they're there to showcase products, get you excited about them, and they're looking for talent. At the end of the day, they're looking for who, oh, these people are cool. They have cool ideas. I like them. Or they get to meet some of us that we've worked with in the past in person. So it's really, really nice. But Dan, do you have anything else to add on top of those three?
No, brother. I think you nailed it pretty well. That's exactly what I was looking for in an answer.
I was also going to say subsection B is the bar hangout, lobby hangout. And the random, where people just oh, it's lunchtime. And then they just disappear to different restaurants. And you end up sitting at tables with people.
That's when I go take naps.
Yeah, we go take naps. But you get to sit with people that you've never interacted with sometimes. And you just...
In person.
And you fall, or sometimes ever. And you get to meet really cool people. So it's a lot of fun. Highly recommend. Much wow. We'll be there. And we'll give you a hug if you're, or buy you a drink if you're a top tier patron. Quote me on
that. I'll buy you a drink even if
I'll buy you a drink.
Regular tier.
you're definitely getting a open mouth hug.
I'll give you a tear.
A tear
of happiness.
So again, we're going to be giving away a ticket. Make sure to pay attention to this episode. Make sure to tune in for the pre-show. And that giveaway is going to be in just 3 weeks.
Just around the new year.
Or actually 4 weeks, because it's going to be New Year's. That's right. Because Christmas is because 3 weeks away.
We want to give you the chance to plan your trip if you win the ticket.
Exactly.
It takes a bit of planning, so we want to give you guys some time.
Yeah, you got to find a roommate, got to get dropped off, got to get to the airport from the airport. It's a lot, but it's a lot of fun. Oh, man. And this does cover the ticket only. Still got to get a room, still got to fly yourself there, and it's definitely worth it.
Or drive or take an Uber.
Or drive an Uber. That's a heck of an Uber from Jersey.
Well, whoever wins it, they could be in Atlanta, so that would be helpful.
I thought Atlanta was excluded. No?
Oh, are we excluding all of Atlanta?
U.S. only, I think. Maybe Canada, too? I don't know. But in some parts of Puerto Rico. Only some parts.
The good parts.
The good parts. They're all good. It's Puerto Rico. It's a tropical island.
I'm trying to make jokes.
I'm laughing.
Not so well, apparently.
Well, like I mentioned in the intro too, it is like we're right around a corner from Christmas.
That's insane. And where has the time gone?
Where was November?
This year has flown by.
November was maybe 12 days long. I feel cheated, honestly, because it was just November 15th, and now it's November 30th. So like. When we finish recording this, it's going to be December.
When people hear this, it's going to be December.
Like, it's crazy, man. And we didn't really have a topic for this week, but it was just like, let's recap our last 2 weeks. It's been crazy. And let's talk about what we're going to be.
I feel like we've missed several weeks of what's on our bench. So,
yeah.
I'm going to have so many Etsy orders to talk about. It's going to be fun.
Well, do you want to jump into the what's on a bench?
Are we going to do that right now?
Well, we can.
Might as well.
Or should we do maker news? Or should I do my super secret news segment?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we don't have a jingle yet. So, Dan, insert like a bubbling like one of those lamps that people put smoke in sounds, and one of those. And basically, it's a new segment called This Week in a Joinery Podcast. We respect your time so much, guys. You guys listen to 2.5 plus hours of our content every single week, if not more. And we respect your time. So we want to save you some time so that you don't have to, use your shop time to listen to something like the Joinery Podcast. So I'm going to give you a quick recap of the Joinery Podcast from this past week so that you don't have to listen. Save you.
Tune in here.
Yeah.
To get your recap of the Joinery Podcast so you don't have to listen to them.
You're going to save yourself hour plus of time. You're welcome.
Yeah.
You know, now take an extra 5 minutes on the can.
I love it.
So first thing is Luke designed a new box for his oregano collection. Yeah, is where he stores his oregano.
Oregano?
Yeah, the devil's lettuce or whatever.
He likes spices.
So he's working on a new design. He's still trying to figure it out. No real details there. He watched Die Hard, his favorite Christmas movie, because it is a Christmas movie. I'll agree with him on that. Because he did a reel about like the thing when they were running a saw. Yeah, we all saw it.
I saw it.
They played movie trivia. It was fine. It was cool. It was a diehard movie trivia. There was a Thanksgiving parfait recipe, which actually, Dan, you might like. It's basically Thanksgiving dinner in a cup.
And then
you dump it onto
like
a plate.
Like layered?
Yep. The key is you start with gravy. Potatoes.
Oh, that way it's on top when you...
Turkey, and then... gravy, turkey, mashed potatoes, and then all the fun things that are in there. And then you plop it over.
It reminds me of... I can't remember what show it was, but I always think of it. Somebody made a sandwich with all the Thanksgiving leftovers.
Oh, yeah, the moist maker.
They call it the moist maker?
Yeah,
show is
that? That's How I Met Your Mother.
Is that How I Met
Your Mother? Yeah, it's gravy, stuffing. I was literally making them the following day. It's gravy, stuffing... You do cranberry juice, cranberry sauce.
I hate cranberries.
I don't like it either. Emma loves it. It's so weird. Yeah, it's un-American.
I like cranberries, the band.
Oh, the great band. Yeah, solid. We try to book them for our wedding. We could not.
I like them as a fruit and sometimes in a drink, like a cranberry vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan of cranberry sauce.
Not a fan either. And Emma makes it from scratch. It's delicious, but like it's good. Just don't put it on my turkey. But anyways, you do that. And you do turkey and then gravy, bread, smush it. Amazing. So good. But anyways, that's pretty much their whole episode. That's it. That's all they really talked about. That's it.
Huh.
Yeah, so like,
man, you just saved me so much time.
Dude, you saved you so much time. So I'm doing the Lord's work. Not all heroes wear capes, okay? Some wear adult diapers. Not me. Some do.
Now instead of listening to the podcast in my shop, I can listen to something of quality like...
Like reruns of AWP?
Or reruns of AWP.
Or listen to AWP backwards? If you play the outro, anyway. It sounds like my intros.
Fun fact, when I'm editing the podcast, I edit it in forwards and then I listen to it backwards just to make sure it sounds perfect.
Just to make sure it's the same.
Yeah.
Equilibrium. Equilibrium? Wow. We got a whole new municipality situation going on here. but yeah, why don't we jump into to this little segment?
What's on my bench?
Daniel, what has been on your bench for the last like month?
Bro, let me tell you.
I'll tell you what.
Well, obviously, excuse me. I just got a frog in my throat or a grasshopper maybe. I don't know. Hold on.
It's a great drink.
Oh, I didn't mute it. That sucks. I thought I muted it.
We got a just a nice cough in there.
Yum. So everybody knows, you know, I do the Etsy. Okay, and I talk about it every week. Etsy orders. Black Friday was a big weekend for me. Not just Friday itself, but I did like a sale for Black Friday for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I must have done 75 orders throughout the whole weekend, which I haven't gotten to yet because I'm still trying to catch up from the week before. So... Yeah, I mean, it's good and bad, right? Like,
now did you just do Black Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very grateful for all the work that I get over there. But it's, do you mind, bro?
I'm trying.
You have to do that right now. ow!
Hey, the Paco.
He's itching. No, it's Mac. I'm very grateful for all the work I get, but man, is it stressful. When I'm, a lone guy in his shop trying to do all these things.
You've got
so
Max.
He's not good with the CNC or the laser, for that matter. He doesn't have opposable thumbs, so, like, he can't do anything.
You got to program lasers to hit different buttons at different times so that he would hit the button for you.
I see. So if you're not familiar, Max is a fan of the laser.
Yeah.
Like a laser pointer. So that's what Pete's talking about. Yeah. So that's keeping me super busy. Not only did I sell a lot of inserts and bow ties and stuff, but like I've really been doing well selling all my small tables and stuff. Like, so that takes a pretty good chunk of time too. So. I've been cranking out about two of those a day, which is what I'm going to have to do to get everything done by Christmas. So, what else?
What else? Talk to. I'm trying to think of the account. I want to say it's 21 and Pine. I think they have a podcast too. It's her. I'm going to try to find it. 21 and Pine, or I'm blanking on it. They have a podcast as well, and basically she started making these like end tables, like kind of in a size that you're doing, and they like took off, and that is the business, that is the entire business.
Oh really?
And she just ships them nonstop, like all day, all night. I'll look up the account. You keep talking about your what's on the bench, and I'll pull it up for you. But they might be a good resource for like maybe packing and other stuff.
Yeah.
And it's an Etsy, mostly Etsy business as well.
I am awful at packing those tables. It takes me so long. I dread it. It's nice that I found like Pirate Ship and I can ship them fairly quote unquote cheap, but like the time you got to put into packing them and the effort and everything.
Sorry, a little older, 25 and Pine.
So
written out.
They can vote and drink
and they're also off their parents' insurance. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
25 and Pine.
25 and Pine.
Okay. Oh, I follow them on TikTok.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and actually, they have a pretty decent podcast. I've enjoyed it.
I didn't know they had a podcast.
They do. And I'm blanking on the name. Right. I'm sorry. I'm fried. We're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of lasers, you know, I think I talked about... Did I talk about this on the last episode? It's been so long.
You mentioned that you got it, but I think you've done all the projects. We haven't really talked about what you...
Oh, yeah. I haven't even talked about how I did...
Dan got a laser, guys.
I haven't even talked about how I did at the craft fairs, did I?
I want to do a whole craft fair segment. Because I feel like everyone's doing a craft fair this month, and I want to get into that. But I mean,
yeah, well, I'll talk about it then. So I got a laser from Xtool. They were kind enough to partner with me, and I sent them an idea email about what I wanted to do, and they were on board, and they sent me a laser, which is super cool. And I've been playing with it and using it and messing around with it, and I got a... I got a wild idea where I wanted to try to make hats. I know there's like 1,000 people out there making and selling hats, three of right? them. But I feel like there's a ton of people that do it.
They're doing a lot of business.
Yeah. But my idea was just to make hats for me, you know, for my merch store. You know, if I could make them myself and have a little bit more profit on them or sell them cheaper, you know, that's super beneficial. So I thought I'd give that a shot. I don't see how those guys are doing it. So, like, there are two guys that come to mind right off the bat. I know they're, like, selling like crazy in the TikTok shop. It's Michael Herling and...
Chance.
That other dude, Chance.
With a Z.
From...
I'm not even being funny. It's with a Z.
What is it? Cross grain?
It's wood? Custom grain.
Okay. So both those guys are selling hats like crazy over on the TikTok shop. And when I say like crazy, I think Michael Herling did like 6,000 orders or something like that.
So Chance is, so it is Custom Grains. Custom Grains MN. So him and Michael are actually friends, and Chance is who got Michael into it. And Custom, so we talked about this a couple weeks ago where like, Chance did so much business that his PayPal and his bank account got shut, like not shut down, but locked because they thought he was money laundering because the sums were so exorbitant. Like,
I've seen people have their TikTok shop videos go viral and they're
these guys are crushing it and I love it. Like, and they're doing Chance is doing everything right, dude. Like, I keep seeing his content and I know you're listening to this, Chance, and I know your name this time. I know how to pronounce it and everything because last time his staff called him out. They didn't even know your name. But he's killing it. He moved out of his garage. He's in a facility. He's got employees.
If you're running that much volume, you have to.
And like Michael,
there's no way you can keep up.
Like Michael's rocking most. He's getting a lot of help from friends and family too. But like he's, even at his volume, it's bonkers.
Michael thousands. Posted a reel or something, you know, saying thank you or whatever, like a thank you reel. And I swear he mentioned in there that he sold like 6,000 hats.
Dude.
That's the number that stuck in my head. Maybe it was 600.
No. 6,000 no, these numbers correct. Are in the thousands. I'm pretty sure on both of them.
I mean, he was sitting like on a Game of Thrones style, like wall of hat boxes. It was insane.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway,
by the way, Chance, if you're listening to this, when it calms down, we need you on the podcast. Just when it when
oh, slows. Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to have Michael Herling on. We've already talked about
TikTok
that.
TikTok shop. But yeah, so I bought a little heat press and leather patches and all that stuff. And it was fun making 3 or 4 hats, but I don't see how those guys are doing that and not going insane.
Well,
obviously, they have better equipment than I do.
That's the thing. The obviously. Laser alone will save you a lot of time.
Yeah, so... it was fun to laser engrave a few patches. I made a hat for my brother who's got a little business too, and another guy who's local called Prairie Rustic Knives or Rustic Prairie Knives or something. It's a knife. He makes knives. I made him a hat. He came and picked it up.
Rustic Prairies so. Design Tampa?
Something like that. In Bellevue. So hats. What else? I feel like I had a ton to talk about, but I can't. My mind.
Think
is
of
just,
what you want to say, but I want to kind of shout out what you just said, which is that you're like, I don't want to do this as like a business, and I love hearing that. I love when people like, because here's the thing, there is this urge to monetize everything. We're hustlers. We can't not hustle. We always hustle.
Well, I had to dip my toe in to see how
and I'm so
I
glad
liked
you
it,
did.
Right?
But I love that you like. I respect that you were just like, this is a lot on top of what I'm doing. Uh-huh. I'm going to stick to what
exactly.
I'm doing.
That's exactly
but
it
thing.
Right there.
If at any point you're just like, I want to make a silly hat that says like some dumb
exactly.
AWP thing. He could just
well, I made a hat that said your mom likes my wood. Like I made a shirt
solid,
that had that
solid.
On the back of it that I wore to Maker Camp the year before.
Yeah.
2022.
And like you don't have
and
to
thought,
mass produce it, but like you can do that.
Yeah.
Most people can't say that ever in their life that they can just walk into their garage and walk out with a custom hat. Get out of here. That's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. It was just fun. I ended up selling that hat to one of my IG followers, but he sent me a picture of it and like the stitching came out. And I was like, ah, damn it.
Yeah.
So I sent him a refund.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I'm not going to be making hats for people. That's not me. So don't reach out for me to do that for you. It's not going to happen. I just don't have time. There are plenty of other people out there that can do that for you.
Well, if you want to talk about why don't you talk about the vendor events? Because you did back to back.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you did. You,
yeah,
you
I did back to back.
About
that. Craft fairs with Braden from Little Bug. Braden booked a double booth at a local high school craft fair. And I was like, wow, how busy could that be? So yeah, I'll come along. He's like, hey, you want to join me? I got this double booth. I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? So I went to that with him, and that was insane. I mean, there was a line out the door all day long for this craft fair. And people, not only was there a line out the door, but people had to pay to get in.
Really?
And yeah. I mean, it was only like $3, but people were paying to get in, and there was a line out the door.
That's awesome.
For people to get in all day long.
But you know, everyone that's going in there, they're not going there to F around. They're paying to get in there.
Exactly.
$3.
Exactly. And there must have been 200 vendors in this place. Easily. And I think Braden and I were... Our booth was probably only one of three woodworking booths. So, like, we didn't have a ton of competition. I think Braden ended up making over $1,000, and I made like $400 that weekend. I mean, it wasn't terrible. We had a pretty good weekend.
Sounds pretty good to me. Dude, anytime you can break $1,000 in a weekend.
Well, and the great thing is, like, these craft fairs that we did, right? It's just all stuff we've made throughout the year that we've been sitting on. So, it's not like... We made like one or two things special for this, but everything else was just stuff we'd already had made. So it was nice to get kind of clear the inventory a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So the very next week was the craft fair that I booked, also a double booth. So I was like, Braden, I'm going to return the favor. Do you want to join me? So he joined me.
I do you. Now
you crushed
it
there too. Between Braden and I, we did like $1,700 in sales.
Whoa. But what was your kicker? What was the big thing? I remember you talking about on
those whiskey smokers from Hamilton Dilbeck.
It wasn't just the smokers. What did you do with them?
Oh, it was the live demonstrations, man. Live demonstrations.
Fire and smoke.
There were people that would walk by our booth and not give us, they wouldn't even give us a second look. But I would, you know, salesman Dan or Braden's actually a better salesman than me, which is pretty wild.
Come here. Come on. Look at the man with the smallest penis.
We were just whipping it out. No. So, the people were going to walk by, and I'd be like, hey, do you want to see a fire? Just like.
You're hitting them with the equivalent of like, yo, you kids want to see a dead body? Like,
exactly. So, we're doing demonstrations all day of how this little simple whiskey smoker works. And
I was a fly in a room in that room, like just watching you just get strangers to come over to your table.
Between the two weekends, we probably sold 50 of those.
Dude, that's amazing. That's
at $25 a pop. I mean, that's not terrible.
What did you finish them with, by the way? Because you're burning.
Just mineral oil.
Mineral oil. Mineral okay, oil. Got you.
Yeah. you don't want to use like a hardening like polyurethane or lacquer or anything like that. So just mineral oil. Oh. You could probably buff on like cutting board oil, but mineral oil just seems so simple
for you too.
Yeah. But yeah, those sold like hotcakes, and the trick to those are live demonstrations, man. And if you want to figure out what the whiskey smoker is, go to Hamilton Dilbeck's website. I think it's called cncyoulater.com.
Solid name.
Yeah, it's a great name. A great URL. And he's got like packs of things you can buy, and the whiskey smoker's in one of them. I think he's got it all broke down for you. So go check that out. It was like $9, $10 or something like that for the design files.
That's worth it.
Yeah. And it's not just the whiskey smoker. There's a ton of stuff, but the whiskey smoker is what was the big seller. So go check that out. I'm sure Pete will put that website in the show notes.
No, I was just checking something else. CNCD's Designs is also available. So
what about you? What have you been working on? I know you've been working on cutting boards, right? I saw your one reel.
So I'm gonna start at the end with like the vendor event stuff, because I'm prepping for a vendor fair this weekend. So if you're a patron, you're listening to this, you hear me talk about this vendor, text me or message me. Just be like, hey, how you hanging in there, bud? How's it going?
Is it a one-day event?
What's up?
Is it a one-day event?
Two-day event. Long day. Yeah, it's a long
day. Both mine were one days, which was nice.
One days are nice because it's a single hit. Uh-huh. Yeah, especially if you guys make an 1,700 bucks in a weekend, that's awesome. We did really, really well at this one last year. I don't remember if it was 1,300 or 1,600, but we did over 1,000. Easily, very solid weekend. 90% of that income was ornaments. So we're going to come in hot again with the same stuff. We got new designs. We got color ones. I'll get into that. I want to jump back to the whole finishing thing, because I asked you about finishes. I'm not one to like buy a whatever cutting board and engrave it. Like, it's just, I always like, I love making the thing. Like, I like the process. I really do enjoy it. And when I sell something, like, I know part of the dumb etiquette at a craft fair that people do is that, like, did you make all this? Like, yes. Oh, you know, and you made this. Oh, cool. You know, like, or like, oh, this is great. I'll be back. No, you won't. You won't be back. Why do you even say? Just walk away. It's fine.
Before you continue.
Yes, please tell me.
One of the things that Brayden and I do well together when we're doing these craft fairs that we've learned is we both tell the same stupid jokes to people to like get them into our booth, right? And one of the jokes I was telling that he was not a fan of was like, people would say, did you make all these? And I would say, no, I actually buy all these from China.
No, wrong.
He was like, no, stop saying that. And I'm like, no, it's pretty funny.
China.
Sorry, go on.
Timu. But so anyways, we were at literally just that shop, right? Like months ago. I want to say it was maybe close to a year ago. And they just had these cutting boards for like $5, $6, $7, something like that. They were like decent, nice boards, you know, 11 by 14. Mm-hmm. Already had like rubber feet that like stick on. They're fine, whatever. And I was like, these are nice. They're really cheap. Let me just get them and I'll engrave something on them. I'll put like, you know, the recipe, cup conversion, or like around the holidays, maybe I'll do that like, cookies here, carrot here, whatever. Yeah. So Brayden stupid. That's so dumb. Oh my God. Anyways,
people
I made 10
him,
of those.
Brayden sold like two or three.
Yeah. Anyways, I made 10 of those. All the cutting boards. I made that. So I made that design 2 days ago. And then, like, you know, we lasered it and we kind of like rubbed off, because when you laser engrave, it kind of smokes the wood a little bit. And like,
that's
leaves, like,
the
a,
whole point of it, isn't it?
No, not like that, but like it leaves like a tacky feeling because it's literally burning the sugars of the wood and it's leaving like a sticky finish. So we kind of, I had Emma clean that up, and then she just like, I was like, just hit it with like a little bit of Bumble Shoots. By the way, that Binuba wax, my new favorite finish. It's the killer.
Oh,
the
is
Schmody's
that
killer.
The stuff that looks like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. The Schmody's killer. It's the Schmody's killer. Dude, it smells incredible, and it's more of a waxy, like it's a little thicker.
I think he had that at Maker Camp.
He did. Right? I bought a thing of it.
I bought some. Yeah.
Dude, I've been trying to do a relationship, whatever. I love Eric. I just walked up and like, that smells amazing. That
feels
great.
I'm not asking for anything free from that guy. Yeah. I want to
see him blow up, man.
I bought some things from
they're
him at
kill-
Maker Camp.
Dude, Eric, if you're listening to this, man, you're killing it. Like,
yeah,
it just the whole like you guys are doing great. Keep up what you're doing. It's amazing. You put yourselves on a map, and we all want to see you guys succeed. So keep killing it. Back to this. So I was like, oh, let me just like Emma just like buffed it on there real quick and we buffed it off. The next day we pick up these boards. They're all sticky. And I'm like, what the hell happened? And then I realized like, Uh-oh. Oh, I put like a good quality wax on it that couldn't bind to the wood because it had like some varnish on it. Cause these are just like store-bought cutting boards. You know, right. They spray them with something. Mm. It's definitely not a, I doubt it's a wax or whatever. So like I had to use like Goo Gone on them to like get the film off to like clean it up. And then we had a, got, you know, buffed it back. So it was nice and shiny, but I was like, oh my God, I hate the store-bought cutting board thing. Like sometimes when they're just raw, it's great. You can, you know, engrave it or whatever, but like be careful with finishes. Lesson learned. So if you try to apply a different finish over something that's been pre-finished and you don't know what it is, you're going to have a bad time. So exactly. Little lesson for you guys. But anyways, before
I ran into that same situation, actually.
Yeah. Go with what?
Yeah. So, you know, I just told this joke about how I bought everything from China. Well, there, I did have a few things.
Oh, the Timu trays?
A couple, like, I think it was a couple months ago, I bought some of these little catch-all trays from Timu. They were like $2 or $3 a piece. And I bought like four of them. Just, I was like, okay, I got to see the quality of these. I could have bought one, but why?
Yeah.
So I bought four. No, correction, I bought five. I actually ended up ruining one, but.
You got it. You always got it. I have one ruined tumbler that I just use for tests now.
They came with, I don't know what kind of finish was on them, but there was something on there. And I laser engraved a little design in them and then put them in, out at the craft show, and some lady bought all four of them. But yeah, there was some sort of finish on them. And I tried to make it nicer, and I just sprayed lacquer over it, and it turned into like this cloudy white. Yeah. Like it was awful. So this is the one that I ruined. So I had to sand it all back and try to fix it.
It's a good thing you didn't do all five.
So yeah. Yeah. I did it to one, and then I realized, oh, so I'm gonna have to sand all these and get rid of that old finish, whatever the hell it is. And then I laser engraved it, and then I refinished them with lacquer. And yeah. What a nightmare.
See,
I'm glad I didn't do all five, or I'm glad I didn't order like 30 and try it.
Yeah, right. And that's the thing. At the end of the day, the lesson is, if you don't know what the finish is, don't assume. It's you're gonna have a bad time. So yeah. So that's that. Let me think back to like this month here. Okay, so let's kind of like, let's backtrack, because it's been a long month. We haven't really done the what's on a bench. I've been trying to knock out a lot of like honey-do list projects and some last minute things. We have a small kitchen island. You've seen it. It's basically just like a dual cabinet with a with a Formica top on it. Where the kitchen's one of the last things we want to refinish.
Who's Micah?
It's for, well, there's for Peter, for Pete, for Dana, and then for Micah. Micah left, so we're going to replace the countertops with granite. So
that was really dumb.
What?
That was really dumb.
It was really dumb. But that's why people tune in here. And they have an extra hour to burn now that we filled in.
Oh, God. Yeah,
next week, we're doing shop sounds. Anyways, so I was like telling him, I'm like, how much are you willing to spend on a temporary solution to make this kitchen better? Like, just kind of like a dumb question. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, how much are you willing to burn? Like, literally throw away the money so that for the next 6 months to a year, you're comfortable in this kitchen. We have a bigger countertop. She's like, I don't know. $400, $500. I'm like, great. We can just go to Home Depot, get one of those large butcher blocks that are actually hardwood butcher blocks. They're like, I was expecting like $350 or something for it's a.
Are they
39
acacia wood?
We actually got. So I was going in there. I'm like, I'm gonna get the acacia one. They had birch.
That's not a bad looking wood.
They had birch. Obviously it's cheap.
Birch.
Yeah.
That's a nice solid hardwood,
which is just,
right there.
Which is just European Polish maple. That's basically what it is. it's a nice clear light wood, and it's fairly hard. So I went there and I was like, I'm checking the price. I'm like, wait, what the hell? Like, this is, you're not supposed to have this in stock. So I walk over to the table and I'm like, hey, it says you don't have this in stock, but you have it here. And not only is it not $329, it's $249. Is this correct? And she checks and she's like, yeah, that's correct. And I like start doing the math, and we've been planning this freaking laundry room remodel for forever. And we're going to get butcher block countertops to do a butler's pantry, basically a wraparound. Left side's going to be the really deep 39-inch countertop of the butcher block. Then 18-inch counter running around the other two parts, forming a U of butcher block counter. And to get these countertops, I was expecting to spend about $1,000, over $1,000 on three of them. So we go there and they give us the new price. And I'm like, wait, so this is like what the price is. And what about this one? They're like, oh, it's this price. So it's cheaper as well. And me and Emma were just like standing there like, if we get all four right now, we're spending, it was like $998 for three or for four countertops, where I was expecting to pay for three of them over $1,000. It was going to be the wood that I didn't actually want, acacia. Because like, you know, it's acacia's got like a lot of knots and stuff in it. So like it was a huge win. We ended up walking out of there with basically one free countertop that we can do use in the kitchen. The downside is I didn't get a time to actually start refinishing it and sanding it. And, I asked the community for, hey, what do you recommend finishing a butcher block for your kitchen? I don't think I've ever gotten a wider array of responses. Like I was expecting like, five people hard wax oil, 10 people Rubio, three people poly, whatever. Like it was like two, like in all these different categories. I think wipe on poly was the only one that was like three. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I'm probably gonna do Halcyon because I'm like, I want to beat this thing up. And when it's done, I might not use it in a kitchen and maybe I'll move it down to the print shop as like a workbench, which would be cool. So we did that. That's on a back burner though, because the last 2 weeks we've been prepping for this big vendor event that we do every year at Tranquility Farm in Tranquility, New Jersey. Is a farm that's kind of local to us. They're super great. And we've been prepping for this thing nonstop. We're making a boatload of ornaments. Last year, we, like I was saying earlier, we made over $1,000 in a weekend. It was really solid, great response. They also had multiple woodworkers, which hurt me this year. They're apparently limiting it to only 30 vendors, and they're trying to keep it within like one per niche, which is awesome. So we did a boatload of ornaments that we did last year. We got some new designs. We ended up doing ones where actually for the first time I tried lasering stuff and I spray painted one layer and put them together. Uh-huh. Man, it looks so cool. It just pops. I never realized how easy spray painting this this 1/8-inch Baltic birch Baltic birch plywood is. It's so easy to spray. It takes the finish really easily. The only downside is it stinks in a shop. It's really cold here right now. It's down in the 20s at night. So I made this like ghetto spray booth with a box fan and a filter over the front of it. If you're listening to this and you're like, hey, I have a better solution, please reach out to me. I am looking for like a bomb-proof solution. Even if I need to get a bigger box fan or something, that'll pull out the fumes as we're spraying, and I don't know if I need a HEPA filter or charcoal filter or what, but I don't want that smell. Cause once you spray in a shop, you're done for the night unless you're wearing a respirator the whole time. So that kind of sucks. I need a spray booth solution. If you guys have any, cutting boards are almost done. Literally just need to apply the last of the wax, tonight after the podcast. And, for the first time ever, I made earrings. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For you?
And for me. Yeah. They're great.
You're going to look fabulous.
The thing was, I was doing a job for someone, actually one of our patrons, Sarah, of Rosie's Woodshop. So she ordered a couple of things to be laser cut for us. And she just Amazoned a box of X-Tools walnut panels. They're 12 by 12 inch panels that X-Tool makes. There's just like a 15 pack. I was lasering them. They laser amazing. The look, the finish is actually really good. It's a pretty thick veneer, not like super thick, but thick enough where like you can sand it and you're not going to go down to the next layer instantly. It was so good. I immediately ordered a 30 pack cause it was on sale. So really? Highly recommend it. If you want the link for that, just hit me up. It lasers really well. It looks really good. It looks just like walnut, because otherwise all my ornaments have a walnut face to them. I was going to spend half a day just resawing wood and running it through the drum sander. So, also if you have a supplier of 1/8-inch walnut veneered, plywood or some other woods, hit me up. Cause
1/8-inch veneered plywood.
Yeah.
Walnut.
That's walnut. Walnut plywood. Walnut on the outside.
At that rate, why don't you just resaw 1/8-inch walnut?
Because resaw, like it would have taken me over half a day to resaw that much walnut, the amount that I needed for all these. Dude, it, between resawing it, running through the drum sander, and it's going to, half of it is wanting in a cup, and you got to pin it down in the laser. When you're lasering it out, it's kind of a pain in the butt. All right. So yeah, these panels were great. I was actually very shocked at how well they performed. So we had all these little areas where there was nothing. There's kind of dead space. So I was like, hey, might as well throw something in there. So we started lasering out these random gingerbread men and other holiday things. And I started putting little loop rings in them. And Emma turned them into earrings. She made a whole back panel for it. We're going to package them up tomorrow. The last of the cellophane bags are coming in. So I'm kind of excited to try that out. And that's it. That's kind of, it's one of the things that I need to do for the craft fair this weekend. I'm trying to really keep my wits about me because I'm tired. I'm sorry if I'm like, you know, stumbling over words. I was literally in a shop till 3 a.m. last night, and it's wearing me out. I'm so excited for this show.
I don't care how busy I am. I will never stay in the shop that late.
But I was on a roll, I just needed to get it done because like I'm working all week, but tomorrow I took off pre-show. Because last year we were basically hauling ass until 1 a.m. in the morning, gluing up ornaments and stuff. Then we had to get up at 6 to pack the trailer. So I'm
makes it easier to haul ass.
Haul ass, exactly. So I'm excited to get this show on the road, but I'm doing that thing. And Dan, so going back to like doing these events, do you feel like when you go to these events that you don't have enough stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, after the first weekend when I was working with Braden, when we were at Braden's craft fair at the high school, I started looking at all my stuff and thinking about the giant booth that I had booked for the next week. And I was like, oh my God, I do not have enough stuff.
Braden, come bring your stuff.
Holy crap. What am I going to do? So yeah, it was beneficial that Braden was able to join me because we were able to fill up the booth. But yeah. Absolutely. I was nervous that I wasn't going to have enough stuff.
But then get there and you're like, I don't have enough room on this table for all this.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, but I made, I think a year or two ago when I started doing this one craft fair, I made cutting board stands so you could
stand your cutting boards up. Yep.
Which is super nice to have because it takes up way less space. So if you're doing craft fairs and you got cutting boards and you don't have those, do it. You could just go to Etsy and find the design files for them. I mean, they're super simple. You don't necessarily need a CNC. You probably just go look it up and whip one out really easy.
I was going to start selling them, the design I made, but I absolutely despise sanding them.
I didn't sand mine. I just cut mine out of MDF, didn't sand them, didn't finish.
Oh, you did MDF. Okay. I did Baltic birch. I didn't do anything with them. So just like, it's got a rougher edge to it. And especially when you got to go in and round over everything. I mean, at least I was.
Do any of that.
See, I was.
You're extra.
I know. I didn't do extra. Any of that. So if anyone wants some live edge cutting board stands, hit me up because I got some cut. They're a little rough. No, I'm gonna have to sand them.
I just made mine out of MDF and put it together with glue and brad nail.
I was like, I went full Dunlap on it. I made like nice like half lap joints.
You clearly didn't go full of Dunlap because you wouldn't have done anything.
Dan, don't give yourself enough credit because when you have an idea, you're just like, I'm going to design this. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to design it and aspire and get it figured out.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even talk about that, how I whipped out a new table design today.
Oh, table. Okay. I thought it was a train incident.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay, go ahead. I'm still not allowed in certain areas of the city because of that incident. Yeah,
I
had an idea. So every now and then I scroll around Pinterest and I'm looking for ideas and stuff, just stuff to like trigger an idea or trigger a thought. You know, I don't want to rip off stuff entirely, but I found something that it triggered an idea and it's been in my head for a couple days and I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm doing it today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to figure something out. So I whipped up a design and did it and it came out okay. I'm not going to go into too much detail on it because it's not completely finished yet. I'm still going to make a few tweaks here and there, but I feel like that's important.
Did you think about using drywall screws to assemble?
Well, it's just a prototype. Come on, give me a break.
Kidding.
God.
I don't know.
I'm gonna give it to
like
my daughter.
And you,
is that Nordic cherry or is that pine?
You showed me the actual like the inspiration photo, and I like the design. I knew exactly where you're going with it.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's a neat design. We'll see where it goes.
I'm telling you, keep adding those ridges and like stack them and weld them, and then make it a saw blade. Yeah.
And then you won't be able to use the inside of the table.
No, but no, don't do that many legs. Do the
Okay.
Maybe if you don't mount it to the face of the blade, so to speak, but under it and continue down to do four legs.
But if I do that, then Kimani's going to think he was right, and I can't let him think that.
Oh, you can't. We can't have him be right.
No.
No, especially we got to like make sure he's wrong the whole time on a podcast when he comes on in 2 weeks.
Okay.
By the way, Kimani's going to be here in two weeks.
Kimani von Strayhorn.
Yeah.
Is this last name, is that actually Von Strayhorn or is it just Strayhorn?
You know, at this point, I don't know.
I just
always say Kimani von Strayhorn. It's like the Tribe Called Quest. You got to say the whole thing.
Okay. All right. This is something.
Is it? It's a podcast.
I don't know. Are we still talking about what's on our bench?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Did I interrupt you?
I think so. I don't know. I'm burned out from this week.
Did we do Maker News yet?
We'll get there.
Okay. See, I don't even know where we're at here.
But
I'm asking because I literally don't know. I'm not trying to like push you one way or another.
No, it's fine. But I do want to say, you know, circle back to one of the things I said in the beginning of literally in my intro, which was you might want to start winding down. Here's the thing. If you want to hustle, you want to like, this is the one time
of the year. I mean, unless you got a bunch of work to do.
If you got a lot of work to do, you don't want to upset customers. But like maybe, you know, raise your prices this week for Etsy.
Now you're just attacking me.
I'm not attacking you in particular. I'm just saying because the first couple of years I did this, I literally worked up until Christmas and then literally Christmas Day night, I was working in a shop again to finish up orders.
So I feel like I'm going to be all caught up in 2 weeks at least.
I hope so.
I'm good.
You know, I'm not telling you guys what to do. This is the time to hustle. You know, you can rest in January. That's totally fine too. I've done that plenty.
I'll rest when I'm dead.
But
which is probably going to be next week if everything goes right.
Dan, I think you'll relate to this. So like, you're younger. You're out of school.
Am I though?
No, they're just.
Well, I am out of school.
I'm painting a picture. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, don't fall asleep though. So.
I absolutely will.
You just got out of, you know, it's a half day because of snow on the last day of school. So the reading day
was canceled. But our half days were like, you don't have to come in the morning, but you got to come in the afternoon.
Oh, you guys had, we come in the morning and then we left in the afternoon or left earlier. Anyways, whatever, half day off. It's a snow day and it was last day of school was canceled before winter break. And it's like December 18th because you're in a cool school district where you actually have 2 weeks off, you know?
True.
Yeah. One of those. You go home or like you're at home, you wake up, your mom doesn't bug you. You just wake up, you have some cereal, you hang out, you watch cartoons, and you're like, it's weird. My body feels like I should be in school or something, but it's a snow day. You can't go hang out with your friends, nothing. You just like put on cartoons, then you pause, you go play video games, and you just relax all day. And I'm
excited, Mike.
And this is back when you're a child, which means time traveled differently. And I am firm on this one. When you're younger, time, like a day was like a week.
You want to know why? I have a theory. I have a theory why time goes faster when you get older.
Go.
You want to hear this?
Yes.
It's all math.
It's definitely a TikTok thing you watched.
No. This is all me. I haven't got this from TikTok. Nope, absolutely not. This is all me. This is all coming from my head.
Okay, go. I've never shared this. This is great. This is, I actually love this conversation.
Because let's say when you're 10 years old, a year is one
this
tenth
already
of
makes
your whole
sense.
Life.
Dan, you're correct. I'm already saying you're correct. I totally get what you're saying. Go.
I'm 45 now, so 1 year is 1/45th of my whole
life. Dude, that makes so much sense. Immediately.
So it's going faster because
the perception
of a year is because shorter in the scheme of things.
On the grand scheme of things.
Yes.
Yeah, like this
year. Does that make sense? That makes sense to me.
Absolutely. And I hate that you're correct on this. I hate when you're right, but that makes all the sense in the world. But like when you were younger, just the days just stretched on. You would, after school, you would leave the house, you would play for 12 hours and you'd come home for dinner at 6. Like, it would, the time just didn't move at the same speed, you know? So like, you got to relax, you played video games. There's no social media. There was no cell phones. There was whatever, like, unless someone showed up at your house or called you, you were just like at peace to like relax with your family. And like, I miss those days. I feel like because we're hustlers, we work through the holidays, and it's the time of the year that I will remind everyone, take some time to yourself, not just your family, your kids, your siblings, your parents, but for yourself. Take some time for yourself, and there's nothing
treat
wrong
yourself.
With that. Yeah, treat yourself. Relax. Play some video games. Do something you enjoy. Don't let anyone make you feel bad. And make sure to take at least a couple of days off. And now here's the thing. If you enjoy hanging out in a shop and tinkering, go for it. Go for it.
Oh, yeah.
All for it.
Absolutely.
Do what you enjoy, but don't do it because you have to get an order out by this day, blah, blah, blah. You know?
My goal is to put in at least 8 hours a day in the shop. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to go out there at the crack of dawn and put in 8 hours. No. It don't matter where that 8 hours is, but it's going to be there. I might go out there at 10 a.m.
4 hours here, 2 hours, and the lunch.
Exactly.
Pick up the kids.
I might go out there at 3 or 4 after I pick up the kids.
A little
and
drunk
work
CNC
until
after 9.
10.
Yeah.
But I will never, you'll never catch me out there working at 3 a.m. I guarantee it.
No, I know. Usually, listen.
I'll balance my time a little better.
It's rare that I'm in the shop past 12:30, 1 o'clock. That's like I'm working on something big. And this was big just because I'm trying to get ahead of it so that I'm not killing myself tomorrow. But now that I've given you this advice, now that I've told you, like, listen, relax, take some time to yourself. If you want to hustle, hustle. I support you. You're going to be great. We're going to have a great January relaxing, but you can keep hustling or take the time off. Now that I've told you all that, I can tell you this. So I effed up. I said yes to a customer.
To this podcast with
to
me.
To this podcast, yes. Oh. No, this is, I never regret this. But I effed up. Hey, you remember those ice climbing tools that I do like twice a year? Yeah, guess what? So
they
ordered another batch. They came in. I put them under my bench. I was like, cool. I'm going to begin
what's under
delivering.
Your bench?
Oh, what's under my bench? The wording I used specifically, I said, I'm going to begin delivering you the first batches end of January. I got a call last week and they're like, hey, we know this is a stretch. We're almost sold out. Can you get us any like soon?
I can get you two.
And like my buddy Nick is like one of the co-owners. So like he's very nice about it. He's like, all right, and let me ask this question and you can tell me to go F myself. But like, what price point would we have to get at, or what would we have to do to be able to do a 2 week turnaround from delivery? Like you get good the Lord. Products in 2 weeks out. I was like, I cannot do that. There is no there's no amount of money that is reasonable. That would I had to stress that because like yes you could pay me my salary for the year so I can quit and do your ice climbing tools, but like there's no reasonable amount of money that you can pay me and charge these things that like, you know. But essentially we worked out on they are paying a rush price, and I was very and I want to I'm telling a story because I want everyone to be a little selfish when you're quoting a customer that is needy, especially around the holidays. And Nick is very nice about it. He was not rude. He gave me all of the power in responding on this. They were okay with the end of January, but they wanted it earlier. And I said, I will work to begin delivering the first batches of 50 pairs, first batches by the end of this year. I never committed to I will have them for you. I never committed to you'll have all of them this year. I said I will, and I told him straight up, like, listen, I have this fair this week. I'm not touching them until Monday earliest. Then I've got about 2 weeks, and then I'm away for a week, and then I'm back for a week between Christmas and New Year's, but I'm working the whole time. They know I work a full-time job. So, like, you just got to set your boundaries. So despite all of that, like, I'm still penciling in some of my personal time, especially while I'm away. Good. But man, I took on some work that I have a deadline by the end of the year now, and I do not like it. But you know, gotta pay the bills.
Good.
Sorry, I feel like I've been rambling a lot. This podcast has been a lot.
Oh, I just tuned you out. I have no idea what you were talking about just then.
Dan does that a lot. yeah, make sure to call on the AWP hotline. If Pete talks too much, press 1. If you want to hear more of Pete, press 2. para el español, uprime tres.
Was that Polish?
Yes, it was Polish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dual language podcast for the price of one.
Look at that. Yeah, it is. Now, should we go into Maker News? This week in Maker News?
Yeah,
this week?
I mean, hopefully you got a lot to share because, no, I'll be honest.
Just, we don't have to have like a huge segment each week. It's just like something, one thing to six things.
Yeah, I would love to be able to share more, but I've been spending so much time in my shop and not spending a whole lot of time on social media that I don't know what's going on in the world. So you go first.
Oh, okay.
Throwing out of the bus.
So I have a bone to pick with one of my favorite companies. And I'm gonna hit him with the style of like my interview style, which is, hey, Onefinity, hey, Stone, who the hell do you think you are? Why are you trying to bankrupt every single woodworker out there? Why are you putting out cool shit this entire week? Sorry, pardon my French. But like, why are you putting out a new thing every 2 days for the last week? It feels like
they've done that for the last.
I don't know, man. They're constantly throwing out upgrades.
This is the third year in a row they've done this.
It's illegal. Like you guys are turning into Apple, where like every you buy a new computer and like, oh, there's a new one, right? Just literally just came out. You checked out. It just came out. Like that's what it feels like. You buy a Onefinity and like it's obsolete because now it doesn't have the touch probe thing. But in all seriousness, you guys are awesome.
This whole week they've dropped something new,
dude.
I think. You know, this is Thursday, so they're on the fourth thing, right?
I genuinely can't complain because, like, most of these companies, they'll release something, and, like, you're not getting anything new till Tool 2 or Tool 3 or Tool 3S Plus, whatever. Like, you need the new version to get it. These guys are constantly improving on the formula. They're constantly adding some new feature, some new thing you can add on. Shout out to you guys. Dan and I both use Onefinities. We don't even have the fancy ones. Do you have the Massa on the other one?
I don't have anything fancy.
We have the basic.
I mean, the one that I have used to be the fancy one, but it's not the fancy one anymore.
They're still amazing. They're still great.
No, they're absolutely. I mean, they're literally putting food on my table.
But they just released like a 44 watt laser, which I've talked with Onefinity before about their diode lasers. They're like, you can technically just keep stacking diode lasers, like the diodes themselves on top of each other. So you can go like 4, 8, 12, like depending on which wattage you're using, you actually combine the diodes to make a hotter wattage, bigger wattage, whatever. So like these diode lasers are going to keep getting more powerful, which is really cool.
Was it Monday they released the 44 watt JTAG?
Which is better than a 40 watt. Fun fact.
It is. And the laser that I currently have through X-Tool is only 20 watt. And it's got plenty of power. I was able to cut through 3/8 inch hardwood walnut.
Two
passes.
I will tell everyone this.
With a little 20 watt laser. I was shocked.
I want a 100 plus watt laser, whatever. Like, guess what? I have a 150 watt laser. It engraves worse than my 40 watt did. Because it's so powerful, it obliterates the wood at the lowest setting.
Right.
Instead of burning brown, it's burning like gray. It just leaves ash.
The first patch I have ever lasered, you know, I have no idea what I'm doing. I am flying blind at this whole thing. The first leather patch that I lasered, I burned the crap out of it. I burned right through it. They're sensitive.
Yeah.
So well, Pete's laser would not be able to laser these leather patches.
I would have to run it super fast at super low settings.
Dude, I think I ran it at like 60 power and 80 millimeters a second. And that was way too much.
Yeah, too much.
Way too much.
Yeah. And these lasers are just getting really cool. Like they're so easily accessible now. And a lot of companies are releasing them. You got X-Tool, you got Monport, you got,
a laser pecker.
You got
Ohm Tech.
Oh God. Thunder Laser, Laguna, like all these companies got awesome lasers and they're getting way, way, way more affordable, which is bonkers.
And they're getting better and better
and better and better. Exactly. And the software is getting better too, which is really nice.
It is insane the detail that I can engrave. Like if you see the hat that I'm wearing, the detail on that is phenomenal.
The tail of that
where it says Daniel Dunlap Woodworks, It's super clear, and that is really small font. I'm just amazed.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. That's why, like, my other laser was way more like, I don't know if it's the size or the power, whatever. It's like, it was all the engraves were so crisp. The new ones, they're still crisp, but not as crisp. There's definitely a difference. Cause I have business cards, and actually I had an issue where like I was engraving so fast on a new one, the QR codes weren't scanning. So you good?
I just had a epiphany. Like, why haven't I been engraving business cards?
Oh yeah, dude. It's great.
I have so many thin offcuts of walnut and hardwoods because when I cut bow ties, I cut them at 3/8 of an inch thick and I resaw them off. So that leaves a very thin strip in the middle and I always just pitch it into the fire.
Dan, here's what
I should
get.
Turning those into business cards.
You get very thin 1/8 inch white melamine. And it could be this stuff.
Oh, yeah, I remember you were doing that.
Yeah, so like literally all the stuff that I have, because we put in brand new closets everywhere. They're IKEA closets. They came with 1/8 inch white melamine on one side and then glass smooth MDF on the other side. Like finish. Like, you know, it doesn't, it's not rough. Whereas most melamine you get, it has that like fuzzy back. It's got like a pattern to it. You could always sand that back. But melamine actually engraves so nice. And it's such a contrasting pop of color. Highly recommend it. Highly recommend it for that. You can always sand the back, run it through a drum sander or whatever, just clean it up.
And then the cleanup's super easy, right? You just wipe
it. Dude, literally, like, you could just go to town because it's melamine. It's like from mica. It's just, it doesn't really.
Nothing sticks to it.
Yeah, like, I just spray it with alcohol. I go to town with a wipe and I'm done. Or you could do that. Nice. Use that LA's totally awesome stuff.
Yeah, I can't believe I've just been burning those scraps. I could have been using them for something.
Yeah. No, but then here's the thing. No, you're doing the right thing, Dan, because if you were me, you'd be saving buckets and bins of those things. And then
they would pile up. They do pile up
fast. Trust me.
Really fast.
I have piles of them. I wasn't even able to make all the cutting boards I wanted to.
There for a while, I was saving them all up and then giving them to like Nick Brim and Braden and stuff. And they can't take them as fast as I can. Yeah,
exactly. Like you start running out of. I remember when Mike started just like giving away trash cans full of it. And I was like, this is crazy. Uh-huh. Like you make cutting boards out of that.
Braden even made a joke like when we were doing the craft fair. He's like, everything that I have is like I've made from your offcuts.
Yeah, like so half I'm like my running a business off your Keith Johnson trash.
I'm running a business off your offcuts. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah. I should be charging you.
I love the hierarchy of like bigger content creator. I don't have time to make this. Like, give trash to other creators and they make stuff and then they can give stuff to the other creators.
Hey, well, it's not trash.
It's not trash.
I don't have anything to. I always want to use that stuff, and I always have dreams and hopes, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'll use it. Yeah, everybody does that, right? Yeah. But it piles up so fast, and then it just becomes a nuisance, and you trip over it, and you're just fighting the piles, and you're like, okay, I got to get rid of it. Yeah, like Rage Against the Machine. Fight the pile!
Fight the piles!
So yeah, I give it away, and then when other people can't take anymore, I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just burn it.
Well, son of a bee. So let me try to refocus back on Onefinity. How dare you?
Sorry. Tangent.
What? So they released like the gantry brake because apparently when you turn it off, the gantry wants to like flop down.
I've never had that problem.
I think it's for the big heavy duty Z slider.
I have the big heavy duty Z slider. I put it on my Journeyman.
Whatever.
Maybe it's because of the stepper motor.
It might be the different stepper motor for the Maso controller.
Yeah, they got different motors.
So they added that on the 44-watt laser. I think there's some other stuff. But the thing I'm really excited about, they released today, which is the automatic zero setter, which is basically you attach to the front of your CNC. That. And so I think the reason why they released this, one of the big things is PWN CNC just released their automatic tool changer that you can get for the Onefinity. And now with this, basically...
Which looks super awesome. Super awesome. I'm going to cut you off here a little bit. It looks really awesome, but man, is that pricey.
It's pricey, but when you're doing production work, because you can do production work on a Onefinity.
I get it. Trust me.
But the nice thing is, what this is, like we're all used to like setting the probe on the bed, you beep boop your thing, whatever, and you continue your cut. This will automatically, like, you'll go from an end mill, like a regular quarter-inch end mill, and you'll put a V-bit in there. It doesn't matter what height you set it at. You just tell it to go to home to that button. It'll touch it and it can continue your carve without you having to re-zero manually or whatever. It just touches that and it knows, I mean, I know where I'm at. I know exactly where I'm at. That would be super
handy. So trust me. But I knew way ahead of time. I never knew that they were going to release the Maso, is what I'm saying, that would have those capabilities.
Yeah.
So with that knowledge, knowing that I wouldn't be able to efficiently change the bits constantly, I design almost everything around one, maybe two different bits.
That's the smart.
But every design I make, I try to make sure I'm using one bit for the whole design. So like my woodworker, Onefinity, the smaller Onefinity that I have, it runs an eighth inch bit all the time, constantly. My bigger one will run a quarter inch bit. And I almost never take them out because I'm constantly just using them over and over because that's the way I've set things up. But that would be nice to have. So you could run like not super, but more complex designs and not have to worry about changing and re-zeroing and doing all that hubbub.
Hubbub. Yeah, exactly.
Hubbub.
Speaking of hubbub, we missed a little segment we're going to talk about. And this is actually in Maker News.
Oh.
I would like to offer a huge congratulations.
Yes.
To P.L. Smith on, they had a baby this weekend, birthed their baby. Everyone's healthy, happy, everyone's good. I'm very excited for them, as well as Scotty Holland. From Elevated Wood Co. He also welcomed Child to the World this week. He didn't. His wife did. He helped.
Yeah, his wife carried the baby.
Yeah, he helped a little bit. But congratulations. You guys are growing a Maker family. We're very excited to see. Because like the thing is, a couple years ago, we saw some of these babies at Maker Camp. Then last year, we saw little toddlers. Then this year, we saw like older toddlers running around. Like I'm literally watching these kids grow up before my eyes, like Nick Pachi's kids.
And like he's got a whole troop, doesn't he?
He's got a whole troop, just two of them, but that's a troop. Yeah, two is a troop.
I thought he had three.
No, that's just Nick.
I don't remember.
From far away it looks like a kid.
He's the third child. That third one.
But
sense.
Well, I would just like to offer a formal AWP welcome to the new makers in a community. Some wonderful babies.
Yes, congratulations, everybody.
Yeah, very happy for them.
Glad everybody is happy and healthy.
And speaking of healthy, Donnie from Designs by Donnie. If you haven't seen his, go check out his page. You know, we're always
shivers.
We're always afraid of bad kickback or, unfortunately,
just
cutting
things
your fingers
going awry
off.
In
your
the
fingers
shop.
Going awry. I mean, Donnie had the worst case of like splinter. I don't even know exactly how it happened, but he had these giant.
I think he said it was a kickback.
Was it a kickback?
I think that's what the post said.
These giant splinters that impacted his palm. He's fine. He's recovering. Like his hand is fine. All digits are there. But it hit right in the fat of the bottom of the palm underneath the pinky.
But where it could get the most meat.
The
like
most
it went...
meat. Yeah. Yeah, it was rough. There were some
Go look at the post.
Photos.
Go to Designs by Donnie's Instagram and look at the post.
Yeah, we talk about Donnie all the time. And like he's a great account. And he's just, he's crushing it. And he's going to have to take at least a couple of days from crushing it. And then get right back to it.
At least a couple days.
At least a couple of days. He's going to be right back in the shop tomorrow. He's already working in a shop. You know it.
Well, I mean, if I was him, I'd be doing something. Yeah. I mean, I'd find it hard to just sit around and do nothing. Although I could do it. I've done it before.
Well, speaking of sitting around and doing nothing, Dan, you have some Maker News?
I do have a few things. So one of the YouTube accounts that I've followed since way before I even got on Instagram is David Picciuto over at Make Something. And he's been doing this really cool series. And I know like several other people have done stuff like this, but he's the only one that I know of that has done like multiple. So like a couple, I'm going to say like 2 months ago, he did a YouTube video called I bought every woodworking tool from ads I saw on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, and he did on
Facebook, right? Or every woodworking tool from ads I saw on Instagram. Well, his latest one is every woodworking tool he saw from ads on Facebook. Mm. It's just another like thing. And if you haven't watched any of that series, go check it out. I think he even did one on Temu. And it's funny.
I can't wait to see the TikTok shop one.
Oh, that's got to be
coming. It's got to be coming. Because I have been influenced by TikTok shop in the last month. And I regret none of it.
It's funny. Every time you share one of those pictures
with me Temu stuff
in our group chat, I'm just like, yeah, I got that on Temu. And I was going to say that when David did his Temu video, like I have all every of one of those things that he showed. I am such a Temu whore. I don't know what it is. I have this. I think I have an addiction to buying stuff off that damn website.
It's so cheap.
But speaking of him, he's also doing a video series where he bought a house and he's renovating it to make it into an Airbnb. But he's making every piece of furniture that's going to be in that house. And when it's done, all his viewers are going to be able to rent it and stay in there and look at all his woodwork. I think that's a damn cool concept. I wish I could do something like that. I wish I had the money to do that. That seems really fun.
We should have him on a pod.
I think he's tough to get a hold of. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. Well, we got Lizzo, so, you know.
Did we get Lizzo, though?
Yeah. Well, we had to cancel because of a scandal. We got her in literally the same week we had to cancel. So.
Son of a bee.
Yeah, son of a bee.
Oh, Maker News. We were just talking about this. You mentioned it like last night in a text. And I was like, Elise Myers is a maker now?
Yeah. I hit up Dan and I'm like, Elise Myers, she knits now.
Do you know?
So that makes her a maker.
Do people know who Elise Myers is?
Yeah,
she's huge on TikTok. She's got like 14 million followers or something like that.
She's a lifestyle content creator, I would say. Like,
I don't know what her genre is. She's funny and people enjoy her stories and stuff.
I would say she's one of those content creator accounts that's like she's not making anything except she makes content. That's her craft. But she started knitting and I'm like, Dan, she's a maker now. We can get her. And she's from Omaha. So
that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like she's from Omaha. So clearly Dan and her are friends. I'm
what's funny is
I see what I can do.
I pitched it to you. Like I kind of want to reach out to her and you were like, I'll see what I can do. And I'm like, well, no, I just meant like, would you want to even like entertain this idea?
Yeah. I mean, I would absolutely entertain the idea if she wanted to be on here, but I have a real bad feeling that she's going to tell us to either she's going to ghost us or she's going to say,
she was on Mike Birbiglia's podcast. And Mike Birbiglia is one of my more favorite comedians.
He's funny.
B, come on. We're AWB. We're better than that.
We're
sorry, Mike. I love you.
AWP Birbiglia. AW Birbiglia.
Birbiglia. A Biglia. W Biglia. P Biglia.
She's going to listen to this and be like, no.
Also, Keith Johnson finally finished his desk. So go check out that video on YouTube.
The one that he's been working on for a year and a half.
Yeah, that one. It cost him over $5,000. And I laser cut the drawer inserts, so I helped. Hey, I think I'm in that video.
I helped. It's shake and bake.
Shake and bake. And then Drew Witt, I guess, puts on out to use some workshop thing video.
Is he still relevant? I don't know.
I don't know. Is he?
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about?
It's the last season.
Maker News?
What?
Speaking of Drew Witt, today is the final day. November 30th of Cutting Board Awareness Month.
Thank you
to Malcolm over at Bossa Nova Woodworks for bringing this to our attention.
Yeah.
It is a huge thing and more people need to be aware of it.
Yeah. It's really sad, guys, because I, you know, not to get too serious, but 6 out of 17 woodworkers suffer from cutting board dysfunction. So, you know,
true.
And Drew Witt's case is terminal, unfortunately. So, you know, it's really sad. He can't make cutting boards. And you know, he really fights against it. But we're really pulling for you, Drew. We think you can do it. You make some beautiful stuff.
Anywhere where I can go give to this cause?
Yes.
Is there like some sort of...
Yes. So if you want to try to donate to the Cutting Board Awareness Month or to the Drew Witt Recovery Fund, you want to go to patreon.com/anotherwoodshoppodcast and sign up for any tier. And all of the proceeds go to two lovable goofs that will help support the community.
We'll just make jokes.
We help support the community.
Yeah, that's right.
We're like a sports bra. Do we really help?
Like your supportive drunk uncle.
Don't make it an uncle thing. Like, this makes it weird.
Oh, my bad.
So we're pulling for you, Drew Witt.
Just hang in there, buddy.
Hang in there, buddy. You'll make it. All right. Well,
I think that's it for Maker News.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else. Like, we actually I've been questions completely out of it.
I feel like
people don't like us anymore.
I keep talking like we're about to get into questions. Like, I keep like, oh, should we get into the... No, we're actually done. Also,
actually, I hope my oh yeah, it's the recording.
Okay, I did that 5 minutes ago. I'm like, wait, am I still recording?
I haven't looked at it in like 30 minutes.
Ooh, but yeah, guys, we're Dan. You didn't drop a secret phrase.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
You didn't hear it?
What was it?
I didn't. But let's go with...
Listen.
Just because we just got done talking about it, let's go with cutting board awareness.
Cutting board awareness. And where can they
send that to us. Send that to us in an email at awpgiveaway@gmail.com. You can get yourself entered to get a ticket to Workbench Con 2024.
It's going to be exciting. I'm so stoked for this year. I'm really trying to like keep it.
I'm stoked. Down, I can't believe it's only 13 weeks away. Is that what you said?
13 weeks away.
Holy moly.
So
that doesn't seem like that much.
13 weeks and 76 pounds away. That's our combined goal, right?
My singular goal should be like 75 pounds.
Oh no.
I feel like I put on a lot of weight at Thanksgiving. Oh my goodness.
So
many good foods.
Dude. I'm to the point where I just want to toss the rest of the turkey and stuffing.
I can't do it. There's too many starving children in the world.
I
can't do it. That would be a...
I know.
I would spit in their face.
I literally turned into a casserole. Like, I made a thing with like gravy and stuffing and all the vegetables that we cut up and whatever. And like, it's been amazing. That casserole's been better than a turkey and a vegetable and all the stuff like separately. But still, it's a
you
lot.
Reminded me of something. So, like I said, I didn't make anything. So my family's Thanksgiving was this past Saturday. We did it a few days after the actual Thanksgiving. My sister made the green bean casserole. No Thanksgiving is complete without the green bean casserole, right? Like, nobody really eats it, but somebody always brings one, right? So she brought one, and it was pre-made. She was just going to put it in the oven and finish it off at my house. She's pulling it out of her car. She's got everything in the back of the SUV.
Did she Kevin that thing? Did she
Kevin'd it?
She Kevin right chili that thing? Oh my god! Yes, I knew it right where you were going.
Right in the street. It fell out. So my driveway is at a slope, right? And her car.
It's a solid 46 degree angle.
Oh, it's pretty big. It's like Nebraska is known for being flat, but my neighborhood is not flat.
Little one mountain in Nebraska.
So she's parked in the driveway. When she opens the tailgate on her SUV and the green bean casserole just slides on the ground. It hits the ground and spills half of it into the street.
Oh, no.
So she comes into the house and she's like, I spilled the green bean casserole. She's super upset. I'm like, it's okay. You know, if that's the worst thing that happens, we're having a pretty good day. Cut to the chase. Max and I are out there the morning after, so Sunday morning, doing some work. And usually Max is in the yard and I know where he's at, but like I couldn't find him. I'm like, Max, where are you at? He's at the end of the driveway, and it was just my truck was just blocking the green casserole on the street. And he's going to town on this thing. He's living his best life, eating the green casserole.
Fried onions on the top, you know. The crispy onions really is what makes it.
And by the way, onions can make dogs sick if you didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they can.
Ooh. So stop They're, feeding my neighbor's dog with chocolate covered onions.
Yeah. Onions can be toxic to dogs. I mean, it ain't going to kill them, but if they eat a lot of it, they could get really sick. But yeah, there was a pile of green bean casserole in the street. I forgot to go out there and look at it. And Max was just having a good old time. And man, he had the shits for 2 days. I felt bad for the guy.
Wait, did I ever send you the video of the Halloween costume that was someone dressed up as Kevin and someone dressed up as the chili?
Yes, I think you did.
Yeah.
Either that or I saw it somewhere.
You probably saw it too. It was great. There's two people dressed up like it was an office party, and one chick dressed up. It was two girls. One dressed up as Kevin. The other one was the chili, and like she was carrying the other girl in like a loop of cardboard. It was gray. It looked like the pot. And then they fall on the floor, and she spills. And then bonus points because this girl whips out the folder.
The folder.
To scoop back into the tub. So good. if you don't watch The Office, this great. Makes no sense.
Speaking of something like that, I think my brother sent my brothers and my sister. So I have two brothers and a sister, and we have a group chat. One of them sent the group chat a video of a Hanksgiving. Where
oh yes, they're all dressed up as Tom Hanks characters. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I also Tom read Hanks that article, Dan.
Read the article. That looks super fun.
Yeah, that was good.
My youngest brother's like, that looks stupid. I'm like, no, man, that would be hella fun.
Wait, speaking of Tom Hanks, so we're going off on a TikTok thing. Are you getting that content about there's some podcast of two guys and they just watch fake Tom Hanks movies?
Fake?
They're AI generated Tom Hanks movies.
What? The science has gone too far.
Too far. Next time it comes up, I'm sending it to you. It's
please do,
ludicrous.
Because now I'm curious.
Yeah. No, it's bonkers. It's so bad. So bad.
I've been getting, on TikTok, I've been getting thirst traps and terrible, like, text messages with bosses.
Oh,
I know it's an algorithm thing.
No, but sometimes you'll hop on and like half the night, every third TikTok is like that thing. And you're like, come on. I end up hitting the for you thing just to like refresh. Like you clearly like need to, we both need a reset, buddy.
Oh, I reset. Yeah. I reset. I always end up on thirst traps. So I don't know how.
Always. Damn, it's an algorithm.
All right, we better cut this.
Yeah, we should cut it.
Too much trouble.
We have less than a minute to stay under an hour and a half. We're sorry that we're run so late, but we're not. You're welcome for all the content.
Because
honestly, people complain to us. They're like, hey, the pre-show is so short. Like,
we did an hour pre-show today.
We did.
Even though we talked about cars and it was not woodworking.
It doesn't matter. That's not what this is about.
It's
about
a pre-show.
Dang hell. It was heavy on the chat, which is great. So anyways, get us out of here, Dan.
Hey, we want to thank everybody for listening. Share the show with everybody you know, including children and grandparents. Maybe give them a warning.
Maybe give the gift of AWP to your family.
I like that. That's a very, very nice way to put it in the times that we're in. The holiday times. Also, a huge shout out to all our patrons. We appreciate you guys. You guys keep the lights on over here. If you would like to join our patrons and become a part of the Met Army, as we say, go over to patreon.com/anotherwoodshoppodcast and get signed up over there under one of the many, many tiers that we have. And when I say tiers, I mean T-I-E-R-S, not sad tears.
Not the wet kind. And come join us at Workbench Con. It's going to be awesome to share. We're so excited.
Abso-friggin-lutely.
13 weeks.
You're going to love it.
Let's go. With that.
Oh, is this where I say love you long time?
Yeah, good to say the words.
All right, love you long time.
Bye.
You're listening to another Woodshop podcast. Sorry.